December is here and it is a time filled with festivities, family gatherings and year-end reflections. During this time, it is important to maintain a positive mindset to enhance our overall well-being. Today, we'll speak to Nelia Hubert Hartman. Nelia is a change maker in business and in life, and when she's not busy fixing big corporations, she teaches practical solutions to ordinary people who want to find some work-life balance. She joins us now to share some practical strategies and advice on how to weave gratitude and mindfulness into the fabric of your holiday season, ensuring a more meaningful and joyous experience. Nelia, thank you for joining us today. How do you recommend individuals incorporate gratitude into their daily routines, especially during the busy and often stressful holiday season?
I think it's so easy for us to look forward to December and the holidays, so to speak, and think, oh, I'm going to rest, I'm going to wind down. But it's often the most intense time of the year because there's so much additional social pressure put on us. Individuals often at the end of the year are in burnout. It's been a highly stressful year. I think especially this year, there's been so much added onto our lives with cost of living increases, all of the tension in the world, that we so often just fall into this trap that go, oh, I'm on holiday. And we forget that, you know, this is also a time to just pause and have that much needed break. And in terms of gratitude, it sometimes feels like something we just do on the festive days or on the change of the new year. But what gratitude actually means for me personally, and what I often tell my clients, is that it's the smaller things that you can just pause on. Often starting in the morning and at the end of the day, just taking a moment and looking back at what you are actually grateful for in that day.
Mindfulness can help reduce stress and increase well-being. What are some practical mindfulness exercises and techniques that people can easily integrate into their holiday activities?
So to increase mindfulness over the holidays, I think it's important for us to also just maybe take a second and remember what is mindfulness. So mindfulness isn't just something that you sit and go, you know, I'm meditating in the morning or I say something. It's about also your personal mindfulness. And how you can incorporate mindfulness over the holidays is also to take stock of where you are emotionally at that point in the day. If you are feeling overwhelmed, say to the people around you, listen, I need some space. I'm going to have a lie down now, or I don't feel like going out for dinner, or you know what, let's rather stay at home. So it's very much being mindful of your personal state, which impacts on everybody around you. If you are very aware of what your emotional well-being is, as you are able to pass it on to others.
The holidays can sometimes be challenging for those dealing with loss or difficult circumstances. How can individuals use gratitude and mindfulness to navigate these emotions and maintain a positive mindset?
Yeah, I think the holiday seasons are especially tough when you have had loss. And I think there are so many of us that's had that. And I would say that it won't necessarily be to maintain a positive mindset, but rather just a realistic mindset. I don't believe in pushing emotions away. I think I always tell my clients, feel your feelings all the way through.
Are there specific rituals or practices that you suggest to help people shift their focus from materialism to more meaningful aspects of the holiday season, such as connecting with loved ones and giving back to the community?
Yes, definitely. And I think for me, it starts with any individual is ask yourself why. If there is an activity that you are taking part in that is not bringing you joy or happiness, or again, if you're tapping into your feelings and you're noticing that you might not be, it feels that there's resistance, ask yourself if this is a practice that you really need to be a part of. Do you really feel like you want to go spend a lot of money on gifts, or is it more meaningful for you to actually just stay at home and do something special with your family? And what is the importance behind it? So asking yourself why is the first part to build specific rituals and practices. And I think it depends on each person, on what they practice it.
Many people feel pressure to be perfect during the holidays, which can lead to stress and anxiety. How can individuals use gratitude and mindfulness to embrace imperfection and enjoy a more relaxed and fulfilling holiday season?
Yeah, that is such a great question. And it's exactly, I think the world that we live in has been tailored to make us feel like we should be something other than that we are not. Brands are, as I said, pushing absolutely every single item that they think that you should need. They are showing us lives that we think we want. Social media is showing us families having fantastic holidays. And we need to remember that that's not real. And that comes into the mindfulness as well. If you're constantly mindful of the fact that your life and your moment and who you are today is what's important, and that is what's going to have an impact on your loved ones around you, not what you buy and not what you give them and not where you go, just being very present with them and being honest about who you are and being honest about your feelings is going to bring the natural gratitude for the moment and the natural awareness of where you are and not what we are supposed to be. And I think that's what's creating so much stress for people, is that we have a very unrealistic expectation of what we think we need to be. And right now is never enough.
As December unfolds with its festive spirit, family reunions, and moments of year-end contemplation, the importance of nurturing a positive mindset becomes abundantly clear. Today, we had the pleasure of speaking to Nelia Huber-Hartmann, a true change maker in both the business world and in the realm of personal development. Her valuable insights and strategies shared with us today offer a roadmap to infuse your holiday season with the transformative qualities of gratitude and mindfulness, promising a more meaningful and joyous experience for all.